I see this 1.5-year-old child. I was like a hero.
Wow,
it's crazy. Okay, let's continue. So, we're at the point where he's saying that you cannot assume that we know anything, which is always, big physics.
right.
And we don't know, if we don't study this stuff, we are going to end up simply following mitzvahs and asher melumada. And it's not fair because those are real chiyuvim. So, who Masha Amar Shlomo, im tivakshenek hakatzef, if you look for it, but see what it is, but if you look for it, like kesef, v'chamat moinim tichapsena, and you search for it like a treasure,
What's it? It is
oz, then you will understand tavin yiras Hashem. Then you will understand yiras Hashem. So apparently, the it was the Yerushalayim. Ain't no Omer oz tavin philosophia. It doesn't say then you understand philosophy oz tavin tchuna or engineering oz tavin refuah or medicine oz tavin dinim or even halachas. Ella oz tavin yiras Hashem. Hare lecha. You see from there. To understand Yira, you need to search for it like kesef, and like a treasure. So, here he's saying that there's two aspects to understanding Yerushalayim. One is tivakshena, you have to desire, you have to want it. That's ha right. But besides that, you have to look for it like a treasure. What's a treasure? A treasure is something which is hidden. It's not there.
Oh.
It's not there. So the idea is that there's two parts. One part is that we have to, it's not always so close. We have to go understand the Chachma. We have to understand it. We have to understand what it's all about. We have to search it. The other thing is that, the other point is that there's part of it that was within ourselves. And that's the Matzmoinim. And we have to search and uncover the part within ourselves which would allow the Yerushalayim to come out. Okay? So, let's see how he touches it here. He just says that it's two levels, meaning you have to do the regular. The way he says it is that for money, you have to do a regular level of ishtablos. Regular money, whatever. But when you want to find the treasure, then you have to be l'chapis, kibat moinim. So there's the one level of Yerushalayim, which is the regular level. With that, you have to go like kesef. You want to get a higher level of matmoinim, then you have to even search more. But the bottom line of all this is that he's all coming up at the off the background of people's assumption, which is that it's all natural to me, and I basically know how to do it. I basically have it; it's right there, and I don't have to study how to do it because I need to study how to keep Shabbos because it's not intuitive. But having your Shemaim is basically intuitive. I don't need to study it, and that's the Chiddush that we're saying. Then no, it's not intuitive. You have to understand it and study it. Now, Hadai Efoi, the Mashem Lumad Lanam Avasinu Vama, Shemaforsam Eitzel Kol Ben Das Derech Klal, Oi, Hanimtza Zman Lachol Shar Chelkei Ha'iyon, Ulin Azel Lo Yezman, Lomo Lo Yikba Adam La'atzma Itim. Why don't you establish yourself a time? So you have to make some time for this limud. Now, Lanias Daiti, he's explaining here a little bit of a different approach to limud HaMusar than Rav Yisrael Salanter. Because Rabbi Salanter's approach was to take the chokhmah, take what you know already, and make it emotionally connected to you. Connect your das to your leg. Connect it emotionally. Sounds like to me, and I think I heard this from someone also, that the Maseilas Yesharim is really not saying that. Maseilas Yesharim is really saying that the purpose of this limud is to study the sugya so that you can break it down into its pieces and into its components and really understand what your Shemaim is all about. Because if you never do it, you never will have a full understanding of it.
I think he's even saying something more, that don't think that it's intuitive. Don't think that you have a knowledge of it from what you learned from your parents.
But
You don't. You don't.
you don't.
And you're gonna have to learn it from scratch in order to get
And
it.
there's a lot of facts to it. There's a lot of detail to it. It's a chokhmah. It's not just, and that's what he's busy with. It's a chokhmah, which is the next phrase. So he's very clear to me that he sounds like he's learning that the ultimate purpose of Musar is not the emotional parts, the intellectual parts.
A studio.
What?
I can learn a studio and do
That. It's a big nafkamina because certain svarim, is that Musar or not? Certain intellectual svarim, Mirtamiliyahu. Is that Musar? Or is that philosophy, Ashkafa, whatever? It's helping you understand the concept of your Shemayim, Bechiras, it's helping you understand the depths of everything. So, Chayras Musa.
What's enough to mean if it's right now?
What?
What's enough to mean if it's right now?
Good question. No, I'm saying is it because if somebody says, I want to work on myself. I want to work on myself. So does working on yourself have to be a certain type of limit, or I could sit there, working through a deeper concept? Is that also going to help working on myself? So he's saying the more you understand about it, the more you'll be able to analyze it and fulfill it. If you don't understand much about it, you won't be able to. Right? So it's interesting. We had one time, there was a visitor from Ponovich. His name was Rav Kahaneman.
No, what are the odds?
So he was here, really a schmucking guy.
Sorry.
Anyway, he was one of the kids, I don't know exactly who Sonny is. And he was busy fundraising for Yeshiva or whatever he was doing. And he came. He said, "What time your Musa Seder?" So he said, "Afternoon, 2:15." Okay. So every day, he made sure that wherever his driver was, he came to Musa Seder. He's here for 20 minutes about, and then he would continue his day. He didn't learn, It's like I have to have Musa Seder. And I can't do Musa Seder myself. I need to have it where they're having a Musa Seder." So he came every day and Moses said it. That's the
What's
one thing.
safer than you take out?
Says Hashem. So I asked him to give a shmooze. So he says, "Shmooze, when you don't need a shmooze." So I said, "Then what's that? A shmooze is doing Moses said." I said, "I don't know, give a shmooze, ban an Indian. Shmooze, ban an Indian. Who's Abdullah?" He said, "The only person that had a right to give a shmooze during Musa Seder is Reb Chatzkel. Because you looked at Reb Chatzkel, you push it, give a shmooze, you push it, trembled out of your pants, and the mitzvahs of Reb Chatzkel giving a shmooze, that was a key on Musa. See, me, someone else, what's a shmooze today? Shmooze today is a
It's pretty short
is a shtickle Torah about Maseilas Yesharim. Tudinim, all this, okay. So fine, so give us the time for Seder. Was it was to say that? There he said. So I'm saying is that enough that according to this, that's a push. Because if you get a better Havana, a better understanding of what The mitzvahs of Yerushalayim, Avas Hashem, Dveikus and Hashem, Chassidus are, and you understand that you could break it down and you could really get to the depths of what each thing is. Then you break down how you acquire it, right? And then you could break down what are the threats to it, what are the mafsidim. And mainly you understand better and you could actually go do it. The same way that you're not going to, you're not going to go and spend time and expect to get a good esrog if you don't know the first thing about what an esrog is.
It's breaking down in order to then
Or
work
apply
upon.
it. Yeah. That's what we're saying. Everything is about breaking things, and every Havana is you have to break things down to its lowest point. You can't just assume you know it. Vasavara koizeves and just fake knowledge. Koshkin lichnis or some. Even just to understand it, you got to work on it. But koshkin, then once you understand it, you have to be koine. And then you'll see that chassid, once you understand what chassidus is, you'll see that the chassidim hatipshim, the foolish chassidim, are not even doing chassidus at all. Are not doing chassidus at all. Elot has to be a real shlemus. Okay. So let's just go back for a moment. I'm going to go back for a moment. So how did he address what he started with? He started off saying, look, I'm going to write about things that you're going to think you know, and it's not going to sound like a chiddush, right? But the more you read it, the more it's a chiddush. I'm not clear anymore. I mean, at this point, he's telling us that's not really the point. The point is there's massive chiddushim here, because and no one ever does this. Why isn't that the answer to the question? What does everyone say over Rumi Sessa Sharm? Everyone says over Rumi Sessa Sharm, I'm not going to say Kiddush, but it's good that you hear it anyway. Right? Isn't that the classic, like, I'm not here to say Chidushim, but as Rumi Sessa Sharm says, we don't have to say Chidushim, going over the Pashto things is good too. That's not his point. His point is, everyone thinks that they know. Everyone thinks it's Pasha the things. And I'm going to talk about subjects which seem to be Pasha, and I'm going to show you why you know absolutely nothing about it.
They did say before that I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying. But like the way the rest of Akdama is going, it doesn't seem like that's the answer to the Bavarni. Sounds like the answer is you're going to think that you're not going to see Chidushim, but there are going to be because. I'm going to show you how you have to really analyze Yerushalayim, where everyone till now thought you only have to analyze Dal Chalkei Choshen Mishpat, or whatever, Shulchan Aruch. So I want to analyze this a little further, exactly what he's doing here. I'm a little bit confused. But I definitely am starting to appreciate this Hakdama more and more. Okay, Shkach. Good night, everyone.
The footnotes in this sefer,
the art scroll. Yeah,
I don't know if you have the same
footnotes.